Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Bridge of Love. The community of ancestors already inhabiting the life beyond life keep in constant contact with us. They send messages and intervene when necessary. They pray with us and whisper warnings. Whether we call them ancestors or elders, only those women and men who led good lives in the physical realm are considered to be wise guides in the spiritual realm. Ancestors command our respect and are always present, abiding and guiding us. One of the essential events that we must walk through is the experience of the passion and death with someone we love. When a parent passes over, they build a bridge and they take some of us with them and send some of themselves back. Perhaps we now understand at a deeper level what Jesus meant by, "Unless I go, the Spirit cannot come." Build the bridges of love and trust for the next generation coming after. The all-important thing for all of us is that we are bonded somewhere. If you have never loved, there is no bridge. When you walk through someone's passion with them, through someone's learning to let go, and pass over with them in a moment of death, it's then and only then that you really are prepared to understand the resurrection. All Jesus came to teach us and only needed to teach us was how to walk through the great mystery and not be put to shame and to trust that God is on the other side of it. By acknowledging a faith birth from our grandma and mama, we honor and acknowledge that our faith is a communal faith that takes seriously the impact of the women who formed and shaped us. Our spirituality is not private. Our spiritual growth has absolutely everything to do with our community, our ancestors, the cloud of witnesses, those we knew directly and indirectly, as well as the countless number of people who influenced us. The communion of saints enriches our theological imagination, particularly when it comes to our ancestors and the mothers of the faith. the women throughout history who went before us, paving the way, building their own tables, and offering a perspective of the divine without which our faith would be lacking. May our hope be that those without power or privilege in a society, many of whom hold our families together, would be highly honored by all. Scripture testifies to the power and influence of grandmothers among the people of God. May we desire that the stories of these women in Scripture and beyond illuminate something new in us, so that when we see those on the margins living life in the struggle, we would be drawn to their experiences and drink from their wells overflowing with wisdom about the divine. Honoring the voices of our female ancestors enriches our faith. Rest in this knowing. Live in communion. Humans have a strong appreciation for and connection with their ancestors. The collective notion of oneness is what is trying to be verbalized in the ancient Apostles' Creed phrase, "I believe in the communion of saints." This expresses the idea that the dead are at one with the living, whether they are our direct ancestors, the saints in glory, or even the so-called souls in purgatory. The whole thing, all of life, is one, just at different stages. All of it loved corporately by God, and one hopes by us. Within this worldview, we are liberated by being part of the body, humble links in the great chain of history. This echoes the concept of a covenant love that was granted to the Jewish people as a whole, and never just to one individual like Abraham, Noah, or David. We learn how to live in heaven now, and no one lives in heaven alone. Either you learn how to live in communion with the human race, with ancestors, and with all that God has created, or quite simply, you're not ready for heaven. If you want to live an isolated life, trying to prove that you're better than everybody else or believing you're worse than everybody else, you are already in hell. You are invited each moment to live in the life of the eternal Christ, in the presence, in the body, in the communion of saints. By passing along the narrow road, ancestors widened it. We must build on the common communion of saints throughout the ages. This is the inherited fruit and gift that is sometimes called the wisdom tradition. Ancestors and elders who pour their lives into the community as a libation of love and commitment. They connect with us in dreams, in memories, and in stories. The stories reveal a promise that the community will continue beyond the breath of one individual. This is a cosmology of connection that values but also transcends cultural context. Life is considered to be a continuum of transitions, ruptures, and returns. You are not alone. You are connected to the past and the future by the ligatures of well-lived lives. The mysteries of beyondness, and the memories and narratives that lovingly bind and support you. Ancestors have bequeathed to all of us a legacy of resolve, resistance, and spiritual expansiveness. We live in a world saturated with the love and intentionality of an ever-present God, and we are not alone. Rest in this knowing. Grieving love. We hardly know the grief of our suffering. It's true for all of us as we think of the cosmic we and this universal moan of suffering. Even creation is moaning. We know that the whole creation has been groaning together as it suffers together the pains of labor, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption and redemption. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, and that very Spirit intercedes with groanings too deep for words. We pay our debt to the ancestors through grief, through weeping and moaning that universal moan. Ancestors not only exist, but they are present for us. They come to us in moments of great need and trial, and they also celebrate life's moments with us. What trauma, what healing, what hurt, what pain do we need to be healed from that could benefit from the practice of our own unique grief ritual? How can the organized religious institutions, the places where we assemble to finally shed some of our arrogance, how can they help us to grieve, to lament, to begin to get free? What are you grieving that you don't know that you're grieving? How will you process that grief? Consider your relationship with land. Think of yourself as part of creation rather than apart from it. The land is a being in its own right. The land and all that grows from it and on it and in it are sentient beings in their own right. The land itself and the conditions of that land, like altitude and climate, impact our genome just as our human ancestors do. The land and the waters, oceans, and rivers are part of us, relatives and ancestors in a very real way. Human action has caused desolation and destruction. The earth is left with no option but to cry directly to Yahweh. Once we know that the entire physical world around us, all of creation, is both the hiding place and the revelation place for God, this world becomes home, safe, enchanted, offering grace to any who look deeply. How we prepare now will determine what comes next. That means holding on to the knowledge of our ancestors. That means making the right choices about how to live. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.